Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Victory Monday here on The Fan, brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com for more information. It's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 870th career NHL goal, moving within 25 of breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record in the Capitals' 4-2 loss to the Detroit Red Wings at Little Caesars Arena on Sunday. Ovi's goal was his 25th against Detroit. He has scored 25 or more goals against 16 NHL franchises.
McMichael to Chychrun. Oh, Ovechkin scores! Alex Ovechkin from the left dot gets Washington on the board with his 17th goal of the season and goal 870 of his NHL career. It's 2-1.
Had to dust off the Ovi goal tracker. It is up to date with 870 goals. Chase the 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
25 to go, Cakes.
25 to go. Ovi comes off the injured list, scores a goal in each game. It's kind of what he does. It's kind of his thing.
So home field advantage, we wanted to talk about that. 800-636 if you want to chime in. I went to the Steelers game, you went to the Eagles game. Mm-hmm. I don't think both of those games were even close to 75% Commanders fans. I know for the Steelers game, which they lost, it was close to 50-50.
Yeah.
If I want to say Commanders, I would go 60-40, and I don't think it was that different for the Eagles game.
Yeah, I was at the Eagles game. I would say it was about 60 to 65% Commanders fans.
Right.
But a good amount of green in the stands, no doubt about it.
Now, those are two huge fan bases from teams that are fairly close.
Right.
I think it's going to take, you know, a few years to eventually weed that out and get to, you know, the glory days like RFK, where it was all Washington fans.
Sure.
That said, I noticed this in the Steelers game. I'm sure you noticed this in the Eagles game. The fan base is ignited, and it's louder and more raucous than it has been in many, many years.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest. During the Ron era especially, fan base was just kind of sitting on their hands. It seemed like there wasn't a lot of excitement. You had rotating quarterbacks. You're relying on guys like Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke.
I think there was a little bit of an uptick with Heineke.
Okay.
The fans got behind him.
Okay, but
but I think it's growing here. And you got a 7-2 record at home. Look, they have a good overall record.
Mm-hmm.
But 7-2 at home, I think you are building a home field advantage. If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067. And I know that you're sleepy if you went to the game last night.
Have to be.
I had tickets, and then EB's brother was trying to get, shocker, EB passed it to me.
Right. Yeah.
He of course asked his brother, he's like, hey, you have some hookups, can you get me tickets? And then EB was like, oh, why don't you contact JP?
Right, JP will handle it for
you. And I worked on a contact and I couldn't get him tickets. And then when they flexed the game, I was like, you know what? Merry Christmas, I'll pass you my tickets.
Right.
And I missed that freaking incredible game.
That's very benevolent of you.
Plus, he took a picture with my guy, Wes Moore.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I guess Wes Moore was in the...
very jelly.
and Jason Wright's suite for his last home game. But, I mean, I do think it's getting more electric, led by Jaden Daniels, of course. You're seeing more and more of these jerseys. I mean, we mentioned it before. Scott mentioned it on Friday. He puts out just an innocent tweet.
Yeah.
Send me pictures of, you know, your family or whoever's getting a Jaden Daniels jersey on Christmas. And he got hundreds of responses.
I was blown away when I went into the team store during the Eagles game. And I didn't even know this technology existed. So I bought two Jaden Daniels jerseys. Now, I wasn't plunking down $1.50 or $200 for a jersey. But I bought two jerseys, a Commander's beanie, and like one other item. So you snake through to the checkout, and they have a person manning each checkout, like to make sure you know what you're doing. Basically, you throw everything in a bag, which is right next to the scanner, and it automatically knows what you're putting in the bag. And then, like, it's not scanning a UPC code,
sure,
but it's doing it like that. Like, we put all the items in the bag. It was scanned literally within a second.
Technology,
or
bro.
Or 2 seconds. And you give them your credit card, and you're on your way.
But I think the jerseys are an indicator.
Yeah.
We both have been to games. It just sounds louder. Winning, of course, helps. Tickets are getting harder to come by.
Here's how you know it's wildly popular. The name stinks, yet everybody's lapping up the Commander's gear because of Jaden Daniels.
What did I say? Cakes, you know, you like to use the backpatting machine almost as much as he be.
I do like it.
But what did I say a couple years ago and throughout? Nobody's going to care about that name or the stadium when they're winning.
I'm still the main flag waver of, I believe they will change.
You don't really believe
it. I do believe they'll change the bad name. I think I have until the beginning of the 2027 season. I'll have to look in the bet book. Yeah. But it doesn't matter because they're winning games and they're relevant again. This franchise has been a doormat for 25 years, and they actually mean something now.
I want to hear from people who are at the game because it seemed like just watching on TV that the place was raucous throughout. And then, of course, during the comeback. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're nervous when Penix hits Pitts. I mean, Kyle Pitts actually showed up in that game.
Oh, let me just say that.
I'm sure you're nervous when he does it, and then the Commanders go 3-and-out, but that buffoon Raheem Morris doesn't know how to use timeouts,
so dumb.
And they had to kick a longer field goal than they probably should have.
That touchdown pass by Penix to Pitts, that thing was a seed, and he was covered, too. Like, he fit that thing in there perfectly. Like,
Penix may be really good.
I see why they moved on from my man Kirk.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah. The ball comes out different. Penix may be really good, but he missed a lot of passes.
And look, but
he was like every other pass, because I think the pass before that, he had Drake London wide open in the end zone and just missed him.
I have Drake London in a high stakes. Trust me, I saw that happen, JP. But there's something to work with there.
Oh, yeah.
If only because he can actually bootleg and move like he's mobile. Like, Kirk is just a statue in the pocket. I understand why Atlanta flipped the switch there. It makes sense. I'm encouraged by what I saw. Now, he's not Jaden Daniels.
His first game was good, too.
Right. He was solid.
I mean, he didn't throw any touchdowns. Like, the touchdown numbers aren't high, but some of the analytics are really good on Penix.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What do you make of this building home field advantage at Northwest Stadium? We definitely saw it on display in primetime last night. Let's go to Steve in Arlington. What's up, Steve?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Steve.
This was the first time in my life I went to a Commanders game, and everyone was standing the whole time. There was a bunch of knucklehead fans in the stands, but one guy in particular, he was making a pretty good point. He kept screaming, "Make him throw, because Jaden, he's only going to beat you with his feet. He can't throw with the game on the line." Stay realistic, guys.
You're talking about Jaden Daniels can't throw when the game is on the line? Are you... Are you watching the same product?
I think he's saying that the donk who was yelling that was an idiot.
Okay, got it. Okay, I wasn't quite tracking with him.
That's the way I interpreted what he said.
Yeah. By the way, maybe this is just me being old and curmudgeonly. I'm not a big fan of people standing the whole game. Because that means I would have to stand the whole game. Not a fan. This is not Texas A&M. Okay, this is not college. Sit in your seat like a normal, civilized human being. Am I right, Valdez, or do I sound super old here?
You kind of have a point, because you only stand during big moments. But who's the arbiter of what moment's big or not?
I mean, it's a good point.
On the TV, they didn't say they stood the whole game. I know this caller said they stood the whole game. He said, on the broadcast, they said, starting in like the middle of the third quarter, a lot of people were standing.
Right.
You know, hey, man, it's comeback.
You know what?
They were down by 10 at the half, right?
I need to be in a suite at all times. I'm sorry. That's a very jaded take, because people aren't standing up in front of you in a suite.
Talking home field advantage. Commanders.
I can't be with the Commoners cakes.
Commanders with 7 wins at home at 7-2, second only to the Chiefs, Bills, and Vikings, who all have 8 wins at home.
All right, let's go to Wyatt. He's calling in from North Carolina on the Odyssey app. He's listening. Thank you for that. What's up, Wyatt?
How you guys doing? I just wanted to say sorry about my voice. I was at the game last night, but I just wanted to say the home field advantage piece. I've been coming to games. I'm 25, but I've been coming to games since I was like 7. And just to see I was there when Donovan McNabb was on the team, and like when we played the Bucks and went through the field goal snapper's hand and that whole thing. But last night was the most ruckus I've ever seen. And you could feel, like, I could almost see the field shaking, and I've never experienced that. So I definitely think it rolls into it, but we just got to keep it going and appreciate you guys. So thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Why?
Well, when you have a talent like Jaden Daniels, and then you have moments like they've had, particularly of late, these game-winning drives, it only builds the excitement.
Absolutely. Let's go to Alex. He is listening in Ashton. What's up, Alex? Good morning. You're on with the Junks.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, I was there last night. You could hear it from my voice. As a matter of fact, I haven't been to a game for like 10 years because I got sick in 2015. It took me 3.5 years to recover. It took me, well, let me tell you something, brother. It was worth everything I went through and these tickets that I got last night. I was like a little kid in the candy store. I went shopping down to the first level, got me some real fresh, nice gear. Oh, man, I had a ball, took pictures around everywhere in there.
Hey, I'm curious, Alex. What time did you get home?
Look, that's the other thing. Man, hats off to, as a matter of fact, happy belated birthday, Josh Harris. Man, we was out of the stadium.
Thanks.
Quick.
Thanks for the belated birthday wishes. That's much appreciated, Josh Harris.
Yeah, because let me tell you, that was the other thing. I was shocked how fast we were out of the stadium. Everything is organized so. And
it's good to hear.
It's all about ingress and egress out of the stadium infrastructure. They were working on that all times.
Yep, so hats off, and we're ready to go down RFK with all this. This is just the beginning, fellas. And
thanks, Alex.
JD5, I'll see you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, congrats on getting better. We didn't ask him what his sickness was, but 3.5 years.
That's longer than EB's been sick.
That's a battle.
EB's sick all the time, but I don't think he's been sick for 3.5 years.
By the way, EB will check in with us at 9:25. We've got Danny Ruye, Funny Danny from the Grand Danny Show, joining us shortly for a colleague check-in.
Very good. Let's go to Mark in our hometown of Bowie checking in. What's
up,
Mark?
You know it. Hey, guys, good morning to you. I let me just tell you a quick story. I got on the season ticket list in 1983, finally got tickets in 2003. Finally, I was a 28-year Air Force veteran. I'm in Section 103. Let me tell you something. The word we have in Section 103 with Rich, Sam, Josh, Jonathan is believe. And I'm telling you, with 2 minutes left, people are leaving the stadium. And it's crazy because the stadium is going nuts. And I'm telling you, you can't rule out JD5. You got to believe. And this team believes. And that place was rocking last night. And by the way, love you guys. First time caller. Listen to you every day.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. I don't see how, unless you just hate sitting in traffic, like it's the thing you hate the most. Like, how could you have left either the Eagles game or the Falcons game? Like, how could you leave those? Those games are riveting. And like last night's with playoff implications on the line. Like, if you're a real fan of the team, you can't get up and leave with 3 minutes left.
I don't think so.
Just because you want to beat the traffic out of Landover? I mean, that's pretty egregious if you do that.
Overtime for hosts of a morning radio show.
Yeah.
Overtime for a nighttime show, for a night game, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's not
great. There's no way you were leaving your couch or wherever you were watching the game from.
No. I didn't even pull my move where I went to bed at halftime and then watched on my phone while I was laying in bed. Didn't even do that move. Stayed up the whole time. You know why? Because the game was too good.
Yeah.
Because Jaden, you can't take your eyes off him when he's on TV because you don't know what he's going to do
next.
And
games aren't over.
Right?
My idiot son at halftime was like, looking like the Commanders are going to lose this game. I was like, they're down 10 at the half.
Right. I mean, it's so much time.
I was like, what are you talking about, Dylan?
All there are eons of time left.
And then they went on that super long drive.
Right.
Followed by a 3-and-out and another super long drive, and they had the lead. And I said, this is why you don't call the game at halftime, you idiot.
What's up with him like giving up at halftime?
I don't think he was really giving up, it wasn't looking great at that point. It wasn't looking great.
Trust me.
At halftime.
During the Ron-led teams, if they're down 10 or 17 at halftime, you could pretty much look at them and say, all right, they're dead. They don't have the firepower to come back.
Right.
They don't have the capability of coming back against these teams. But now, you never count Jaden out of games. You can't.
Those two drives were incredible. I mean, they flashed that stat at one point. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Yeah.
But they basically had the ball for 15 minutes compared to Atlanta's three plays for whatever it was, a minute and a half.
Right. Let's go to Bones. He's calling in from D.C. What's up, Bones? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, the fan base, we're coming back. We're back. Last night, everybody got into the game. I'm telling you, man. The Atlanta crowd was in there, but the D.C. Burgundy and Gold fan base, we are back. It's getting ready to be like the old RFK. They are coming back. I'm telling you, man, we are ready. You can't even leave the game at halftime because we're down by 10 points no more because Jay Daniels is going to do something spectacular to win this game. So everybody has to sit still and stick with the game and endure the traffic once the game is over. The fan base is back. We are back, baby. We are back. Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you, Bones.
I love you. Appreciate it.
I mean, the home field advantage this year, I do think, is bad.
I watched the entire game. I think I saw Michael Penix's future wife and like three other Falcons fans in the stands. It didn't seem like there was a big like Falcons fan invasion in there last night, unless I was just missing it. It seemed like a pretty overwhelmingly Commander audience there.
You know what's become an easier gig?
I don't.
Being a salesman for the Washington Commanders.
That is
trying
true.
To sell season ticket packages.
You know what? That's a very good
because
point.
There's a lot of people out there that are just going to start gobbling it up.
Yep.
They have been gobbling it up for many years, but they're going to start gobbling it up.
Oh, they're probably getting silly bonuses too.
Yeah.
Oh, you
it's going to get a lot easier if you're selling tickets for the Washington Commanders.
Two or three years ago, people were just hanging the phone up on you. Buy tickets.
They're like, Carson Wentz, come
tickets.
On.
Taylor Heineke, no thank you.
Right.
Get out of here.
Now you got that guy.
Right.
Going to be quarterback, you know, for the next ticket. Yeah. What contract is he going to sign in a couple years?
The biggest one we can give him, JP, is Josh Harris. I'm going to pay him so much money.
Coming up next, our pal Danny Rouillet joins us from the Grant and Danny Show for our colleague check-in here on the Junkies.